Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center donor relations consultant Chris Chostow. This is part two of a two-part interview.
How often can someone donate?
So six times a year, so every 56 days. I've done that since I was 16, but Washington High School, I think I've been working with the high school for the last 10 years, so usually you have some gallon graduates at the high school. If you're not familiar with that term, basically from the time they're 16 until the time they graduate, if they donate a gallon, so eight donations, think a milk jug full of blood, that impacts 32 patients. They did that single-handedly. So we typically would come to their senior awards night, congratulate them, and then give them a red cord to kind of stand out from their peers at graduation. So I think last year the high school had two, but in years past they've had up to like five at a time. So it's always great. Sometimes it's not the students who are excelling in academics or athletics. So nice to kind of shine in a different way and still benefiting their community.
And what effect can one blood donation have?
Sure, that's a great question. We get asked that all the time. So if you would come out to the blood drive in Washington on the 15th, your single donation, so we call that a whole blood donation, could impact the lives of four separate donors. And the way that happens is platelets. Most people are familiar with platelets. Shelf life on platelets is 3 to 5 days. So if you think 15th, so by the 20th, your platelets would be floating in someone else's bloodstream. So kind of immediate gratification from donating. Red cells is another component that we would make out of your bag of whole blood. And the shelf life on red cells is 42 days. So you've already impacted two patients. You can't give again for 56 days. And then the other two products we make are plasma, can be frozen for up to a year, can also be thawed very quickly in the case of burns. So it's used significantly over in Iraq and Afghanistan for a lot of those soldiers that are in harm's way. When an IED goes off, sometimes there's a mass casualty. So they can't all maybe be treated at the same time. So as they're triaging them, they can thaw the product in like 18 minutes and hopefully bring some relief to those soldiers. And then the last product most people have never heard of, it's made from plasma. It's called cryoprecipitate. We just call it cryo for short, but it's used for orthopedic surgeries. So shoulder, knee, hip replacement surgeries. Just kind of keeps that surgical field clear so surgeons can see what they're doing. And that product can also be frozen for up to a year. So just a little snapshot of how you can impact. So if you think you do that six times a year, then you're able to single-handedly impact the lives of 24 patients.
I think we covered everything in case there's anything else you'd like to add.
Yeah, I would just say one reason that the high school hosts, I'm sure because it's a fantastic community service project. However, there are some grant dollars on the table, so a lot of people don't know. We do have some community members come out and donate at the high school drives. I'd say majority are students and staff. So this last year, I think Student Congress has hosted for the last 10 years, once a year. And so this year, I approached a couple other groups at the high school. So National Honor Society and FFA also hosted a blood drive. And so it's a flat grant, so as long as they collect 20 units or more, they receive $250 and then $1 per unit. So if they collected 50 units at their drive, then they would receive a check for $300. This is a program that the FDA oversees, so those dollars then, once they receive them, can only be used for like a scholarship for an outgoing senior. It has to be open to every senior in the student body, not just blood donors, not just, you know, members of that student organization. So that's kind of a nice way. Some schools will host three times a year and then take $1,000 and break it into maybe two $500 scholarships. You can also pay it forward to a not-for-profit organization. An example would be like Heifer International, where they could actually purchase, you know, a goat or some chickens, you know, and then hopefully show people how to breed them and then share with their neighbors. So that's a great program. And the third way you can utilize those dollars is purchase classroom supplies and materials for a particular curriculum area, and then that way directly benefits the school, the students. Just those dollars can't be made directly payable to the high school or that particular student organization. Mm-hmm. So they have to kind of pay it forward to help another student organization or classroom at the high school. So I think it's a great program, and it definitely helps kids have maybe a good first experience donating. Mm-hmm. Once they do it, most of them are like, oh, that wasn't as scary as I thought it would be. And so you tend to see them coming back. And some of them, when they find out about the Gallon Grant, they're like, well, I've already donated 4 times. Like, I'll do 4 more. So that's kind of how I got into a good habit of donating. And I've been doing it ever since. So
that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center Donor Relations Consultant Chris Chostow. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.